Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the American Red Cross Great Lakes Blood Services Division is the donor recruitment representative, Kelly Reamer. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Kevin?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the program. And we're going to talk about, well, among other things, blood donations, but in particular, a blood drive coming up this Monday, right?
That's correct. On the 19th, we will be back up at the Knights of Columbus in East Tawas. And I did want to note right in the beginning, we adjusted the hours slightly. It will be beginning at 11 o'clock and going until 5, as opposed to the regular noon to 6.
So 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., but at the same location as always.
Absolutely. Yep.
The Knights of Columbus Hall there on Newman Street in East Dallas. Come on out and give the gift of life, give blood, and especially at this time of year. I know we always talk at the holiday time that sometimes there's some blood shortages, but even at this time of year, it's tough to get people out to donate blood, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this time of year, many parts of our country were experiencing the flu epidemic, especially, you know, weather, the winter weather, and that really impacts the ability of our blood and platelet donors to get out there and donate if they're not feeling well or the weather is not enabling them to get out and donate. So we're really encouraging people, if you are healthy and able, please come out. If you come down with the flu, we ask your part, see if you can get a family member or someone that hasn't been impacted by a cold or flu to come out and donate on Monday.
Yeah, that's true, because as we were saying, numbers are down right now for blood donations, probably due to the flu and due to some nasty weather and roads and that, and people just not wanting to go out and trust the roads and sickness.
Yeah, you are right, Kevin. Since the beginning of January, blood donations have been down approximately 15% from what Red Cross needs to maintain that sufficient supply of blood for our patients in need. And I did want to make mention with the flu that I had mentioned, anyone receiving a flu vaccine, that doesn't defer you from donating blood. As long as the donor is feeling healthy and they don't exhibit any flu symptoms the day of, they are okay to donate.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one with that flu vaccination that I'm sure many people are getting.
Yeah, and if they're not, they should be with the way the flu season's been going so far. But, you know, that's you've got that restriction. There are some others, too, and probably the best thing is to come on in for the blood drive and just find out whether they're capable or eligible for giving blood.
Exactly. And if somebody wants to call, they can always reach us at 1-800-RED-CROSS. And they can speak with one of our representatives to verify their eligibility to donate, or they can visit us on the web at redcrossblood.org, and there's a section there on eligibility as well.
Very good. Now, are there any types that in particular you're looking for? You know, is there any types that are really low right now that we'd like to see people come out and give blood on Monday?
Yeah, blood donors with all blood types are obviously needed, but particularly O negative, A negative, and B negative, they are urged to make a donation. The O negative is the universal blood type that can be transfused to patients with any blood type. And then the types A and B negative can be transferred to Rh positive or any negative blood type patient.
All right.
So
the call goes out to them, O negative, A negative, and B negative. But, of course, as always, as mentioned, all blood types are welcome to come on in. And, again, 11 to 5 on Monday at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Dallas. But, as always, some tasty treats afterwards, too, if you come on out and give blood.
That's right. We got some goodies for everyone, some good food. And we also want to commemorate on Monday. It is Martin Luther King Day.
That's right, yeah.
And donor that comes in to present to donate, they will walk away with a commemorative Martin Luther King pin that can have with them.
Nice. Very collectible. I know there's a lot of pin collectors out there. Now, that would be a nice one to have in their collection. So just come on out. And even if you just come on out and present, if you don't actually donate, but you come on out and make the attempt, you'll get one of those pins.
That's correct.
All right. Well, we hope a lot of people can come on out and we meet our goal on Monday. And again, Kelly, if they want more information about making a donation or about blood drives in the area, what's the best way for them to get that?
Please call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS or go on the web, redcrossblood.org, and lots of good information on there.
Very good. Kelly Reamer from the American Red Cross Great Lakes Blood Services Division. Kelly, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.